This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game. At the game. It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's Cougar Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway. We're joined by Middle Tennessee Christian school coaches to talk about their most recent games and their upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on Cougar Corner.
Joined by Middle Tennessee Christian school head coach Fred Chambaugh. Another great game last night. Knock off Zion Christian 32-7. So far, so good in the early tenure.
So good, yeah, exactly.
Just take us through the game, what you saw, what you liked, and, maybe on both sides of the ball.
My hat's off to Zion Christian. I thought they had a fairly good scheme, and I thought they certainly were getting the most out of their kids, and they gave us fits there for a while. They did a good job, and they had stuff that we had to. It was good for us because we had to make some adjustments. We had to make some adjustments after each drive, and we had to make adjustments at halftime, and that was a first for us with this group of kids. So it was really interesting to see how these kids would respond to doing that. Our defense has been, I know it's early, but our defense has been very solid here these first couple games. We got a lot to work on, but very, very pleased with how our guys have improved their tackling and everything else.
Coach, Justin Wynn, big night for him, 3 touchdown passes, rush for one. Griffin Harper, a couple TDs. Joseph Beck, Tanner Green, got into the scoring act. So good to see a lot of contributions there.
You know, it is interesting. We rotate a lot of guys trying to keep people fresh, so we don't even consider who's in when we're calling plays and everything else. So whoever gets it. And last night it was Harper's turn to reap the benefits.
Coach, I know you've probably been asked this a lot, but I know when you coming from California, when you take this position, you don't know a lot about Middle Tennessee Christian.
Right.
You had to learn your players.
Right.
It's a good group. It's a group that, took some lumps earlier in their careers.
Sure.
So they know what it takes to win football games. But it's nice to have some guys that they've got a little bark and experience with them.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've had some highs and some lows. And so they've had the full experience. And so they bring that to the table when they approach these games.
And I know you've been asked this a bunch, too. But just what attracted you to this coming from California to Murfreesboro?
Well, I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and I have 4 kids. And, I had football opportunities in California, but none of them, I mean, they were great for, like, if you're building your football resume, but they're not great as far as raising 4 kids. And so, my kids and their salvation comes first. And so MTCS was an easy decision when it came to that. So, when it's all said and done and they put you in the ground, nobody's going to care how many games you won or lost or everything like that. Your kids, very much so, are kind of like your legacy. So that's why we're at MTCS.
All right. Well, so far so good with wins over Cannon County and Zion Christian. Looking back from the first 2 games, let's just look at both sides of the ball. From a defensive standpoint, just giving up the 1 score, what have you liked that you've seen? And if there's some areas that you think you can improve on as the season goes on?
Well, we're not disciplined like we'd like to be on defense yet, but we are guys are flying to the ball. They're making chest-to-chest tackles, which is what we want. That was one of the biggest improvements I wanted to make from last year's film to this year's film. And so they're doing that, and they're playing with emotion, and they're playing physical. We still have a long ways to go with that, and, the weight room's going to help us out with that. And so the kids have bought in, certainly, to the weight room, for sure, and we're already reaping the benefits of that. Offensively, we're still trying to find our rhythm. The kids are still trying to we're trying to make sure up-tempo's on our side and not against us. And so we're still in the transition phase as far as that goes.
Offensively, let's just go the same route. What do you like? What do you got to improve on?
Well, the irony is Justin gives you some things that you don't really coach. He just has them, and so that's the luxury of having like a Justin Wynn. So I was really excited last night because we made an adjustment based on what the defense was doing, and we got that 41-yard score off of it. And it was within the scheme, within the design, and everything else. So I think if we do more like that, I think I'll be excited to see that happen, because you can't always count on that scramble and, you know, that nice Fran Tarkenton play, but boys being on your side. So we're getting there. We're getting there offensively.
Talk about the offense you run, what it is, and when you come in, how difficult is that to put in a, you know, a spring or a fall?
Well, you know, when you develop a program, you reap the benefits of that development. And so when I got here, you know, you kind of get what you get, and you get the development that's here too. So right now we have some holes that we're trying to fill, and that's kind of slowed the installation of the offense. But the kids are willing to pick. It's not their fault. So the kids are eager. They're getting after it. But the offense is a NASCAR offense. It's a fast-paced offense. We call the play after we see the defense and what they're going to run. And we don't get a delay a game. Let's just put it that way. We're always about getting the ball snapped and putting pressure on the defense.
And I would think if you're a well-conditioned football team, that particularly this time of year, you can really have the opportunity to get some defenses on their heels.
You know what? I really, if there was a way for us to not be so two guys going on both sides of the ball, we could really do some damage. But right now, there's just no way around it. But you're right. I mean, it is to our advantage the way we practice and the way we play as far as wearing out our opponent. Problem is, we have so many guys going both ways, it kind of wears us out.
What's it been like these first 2 weeks playing teams you know nothing about? You know, obviously, you know, every team's different, you know, as far as film and preparing. Is it a situation where you're just like, hey, guys, we got to take care of what we do and everything else will take care of
itself? It very much is. It very much is, especially this first year, because we're just trying to get stuff in. So we're trying to get stuff in, teach our terminology, teach our techniques, and then have that take care of the game. So, I mean, it'll be nice when we can finally get to that day where we just, you know, we know what we got going on and we can just worry about what the other team's doing, but we're not there yet.
I asked each of the coaches this. Obviously, the kicking game, and I don't necessarily just mean kicks. I mean coverages, you know, working on onside kicks, covering as well as kicking the onside kicks. How much time are you afforded to work on that type of stuff?
Well, maybe not enough, because it's definitely something we need to work on. So, we're going to keep improving in that area, and it's something we just got to get good at.
All right. Again, Middle Tennessee Christian off to a 2-0 start. When you got here, and I guess you met your players and all that, they had success last year making the playoffs after, you know, as we said, a couple rough seasons. What are the expectations for this club this year?
Well, you know what? I always say, you know, I never try to project down the road like that. I always just say, you know, there's opportunities, and we're going to meet it with hard work, and whatever that is, that is. And so whatever God has planned for us, we're going to take. But I will tell you this, you know, some of the teams that that were on the schedule last year are much improved this year, especially when we get into district. And I haven't really taken a long look at that list, but I can tell some of those teams are vastly improved. So that's just added to the challenge that we need to go ahead and it's not like last year's season. We got to take care of business when we get into those games this year.
A coaching change sometimes can be difficult on players, but it seems like this has been a pretty smooth transition. Obviously, there's things you've got to work out, but they seem really receptive to what you and your staff are
doing.
Yeah,
they're good parents, and they're good parents and good kids, and it just makes for a good fit.
All right, we'll turn our attention to this week. You got Mount Juliet Christian. What do you know about them?
Nothing. We're still trying to get the film exchange done. I do know. I just looked at last year's film last night after our game, and I know their quarterback threw 40 times, so, and he's coming back. So I have a feeling we'll be doing a lot of 7-on-7 stuff and getting ready for that. That'll be kind of fun if they throw that much. That'll be good for our guys as far as their growth and development.
And what improvements are you looking for?
We got our O-line plays just got to improve. It's really I wouldn't say holding us back, but it's just one of those areas where we just got to get that going. And it's you know, we're still rushing for 150 a game, but we should be able to do so much more. And we just got to challenge those kids. We got to challenge ourselves as coaches to get that done. And I think we will.
Yeah, I think a lot of people they take the upfront play for granted, and they don't get a lot of fanfare. And the only time anybody said about them most of the time is, oh, we can't block anybody. We can't. That's if you're not rushing for 150 yards.
Exactly. And you know, that's the thing. I mean, with high school football, when you have to have the complete package on the field. And so that's what happens when you develop a program. When you develop a program, you don't have these holes that you continually have to fill, because those holes are created by lack of preparation. So as you build program, like we can already see down the road where we're going to have tons of linemen, and we're just going to get after it and make sure we never have these kinds of problems again.
Where are your numbers at right now?
We're at 29.
29. What would you like it at? More the merrier.
Well, you know what? The thing is, the more kids you process through the weight room and the speed training and the program development, the more kids you get through that, the more players you develop. So the more kids we have out, the more players will eventually develop. And the other thing is, from the character development standpoint and from a spiritual standpoint, you know, if we're doing football right, these guys that not only have physical growth and stuff like that, but they also have spiritual growth. So in that regard, I'd love to have as many players that want to come out, you know, and be a part of that. Because they're, you know, you're not going to win a championship every year. So your football season has to be more than just championships. It has to be about something more. And so we can build champions every year as far as the players go. So the more that come out for that, I think that it's a huge benefit for them.
Your off-season program, what's it like? I know you probably have kids that play other sports as well.
If we don't have the best off-season program, then that's my fault. So that's exactly what we're gonna impress upon the kids, and that's exactly what we're gonna do. So this off season, I'm excited about it. Which sounds strange. I mean, you know, most coaches are just excited about the X's and O's and everything else, which I am. But I'm super excited about this off season because that's where you really start doing program development. That's where you really start having that as an advantage when you line up on Friday nights.
You talk about your quarterback, and obviously within your scheme, Justin Wynn. You know how big of a luxury was that to have a kid that had a good, really good year under his belt already? And how well has he done grasping the offense and doing what you want him to do?
You know what? It certainly has been a blessing to have somebody with his skill set, you know, the minute you try to walk in the door. And so that we've reaped the benefit of that already. And so we just got to keep developing him and developing him in that scheme, and I'm excited to see what that looks like, you know, after 10 games under his belt.
You mentioned the district race. Some great rivalries within this race. Obviously, Middle Tennessee Christian and Eagleville goes back years.
Gotcha.
Before either school even started football, you know. You know, you take the Moore counties and the Forest, and, you know, it's good football. And I tell you what I think is neat about it is you kind of have those small communities. They really rally around their program. Talk about the support you guys get.
We get fantastic support. You know, we do 2 hours of practice, then we do 1 hour weight room. And I just told the parents, you know, we really need some sort of snack in between practice and weight room to kind of carry these kids through lunch. And I just sent that out on an email, and now we got a coach's office full of snacks. So now if I can just get the coaches to stop eating them. Just kidding. But I mean, that just speaks to our community and then the support that we have and the support these kids have. And it's little things like that where we have a lot of parents just willing to, you know, step up and take care of business because it's what's best for these kids.
Talk about your old quarterback coach.
Coach Robbins?
Yeah.
He's a good guy to have around.
He's a buddy of mine.
Yeah, he's got a lot of football experience, and I know, you know, that individualized attention he gives to our quarterbacks has been really paying off for us. And, you know, them always having somebody in their ear has been huge for us.
He's a guy that he had opportunities way on down the line, but he loves coaching quarterbacks, and they really seem to gravitate to him.
You know, he and I were talking, the fact that he stayed at Middle Tennessee for that long is really remarkable. And in the college industry, you know, for somebody to spend over 20 years at the same school, that just doesn't happen anymore. So that was really impressive all in all, you know, just by itself. It's just that's impressive.
Tell us about the rest of your staff.
You know what? I got Brooks Smith, and he is a hard worker. He came over from Blackman. He does just about everything there is to do, and he just doesn't seem to wear out. He's like a little Energizer bunny. So he's just been a super huge blessing. If don't know what I would do without him. I also got Daniel Garrett. He's a young guy. He's only 23. But he does our weight room, D-line, O-line, and he's got a lot of energy. And what's nice is he has pretty high standards for what he expects out of the kids. And you don't usually get that out of younger coaches. You know, it's something they have to develop over time, but he already has that going on. Then we have Owen Barker and Coach Pitts, and I even have Jamie Carver, who's the head baseball coach, but he's out there helping us out too. And those guys are some of the old mainstays, and they've been helping me navigate the MTCS waters, and they've been a huge benefit.
All right, well, you've been here. So when did you get here?
I've been here for maybe 2 months, 2.5 months, something like that.
How's your family like the borough?
You know what? It's been interesting. My 9-year-old is the only one that still, you know, misses California. The other ones are kind of like, okay, whatever. And my other ones don't know that we're that far away. They, you know, so. But we've enjoyed it. You know, the church life has been really the churches where we are pretty small. So, you know, going into these larger churches has been an experience for our kids. And it's really been nice for me, from a professional standpoint, to be around like-minded people. You know, I came out of Southern California, and it's a very different political / you know, religious makeup out there. So it's been wonderful for me, and I think my kids have reaped the benefits. Last night they were at the football game. I don't think they saw a single play. They were just out playing with kids and just having a lot of fun. Great community there at MTCS.
You know, I was asking you about the all-season program. You probably got kids that play other sports.
Right,
you see
right.
that a lot. Do you think it's good for kids to, you know, a lot of these sports have gotten so specialized, particularly at bigger schools, maybe
right.
not so much at your 1A and 2A schools, but do you encourage your guys to play?
You know, I was a three-way sport guy at a big school, 3,000 kids, you know, and I want our kids to be able to do everything they can. You know, you only get to have these experiences once in high school, so I want them to be involved in as many things as they possibly can. We're hoping that we'll be able to talk to, you know, the entire community there as far as the other sports go. And you know, the weight room has pretty much nationally people have figured it out, you know. And I don't know what the history or the backstory is at MTCS. I don't know if that's gonna maybe not one of our challenges as far as convincing the other sports that weight room is brutally important, not just to football success, but to overall success in all sports. So I want my kids involved, but I also want to do what's best for them in the weight room, too. Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to handle both and do both and do what's best for kids.
All right. Again, Middle Tennessee Christian beats Zion Christian 32-7 last night. Mount Juliet Christian on the horizon. And then, of course, the district play. Your thoughts about the district you're in. You said you expect some of these teams to be better than they were.
You know what, I don't have a lot of time to dedicate it to it, but when I'm just looking at, you know, the reports on these teams, like a couple teams that even MTCS beat last year are going to be greatly improved. And so, you know, Mount Juliet Christian is what's on our radar, and that's what we're going to worry about. But I do need, you know, I make sure our kids are aware that we got some really tough teams to play down the road, and we need to be preparing for those teams at the same time.
All right. Well, 2 weeks. How's your kids handled the weather? And I've been to
some
games.
You know what? It's funny, but they've handled it really well. I mean, when I was in California and it was a little hot, my son would be like, "I'm sweating," you know, blah blah blah. So I was like, "Oh man, if he gets out here, what's he gonna say?" And he's on the flag football team at MTCS, and he's doing just fine. He's running around, not even bothering him. So I don't know what the deal is.
Well, you know, particularly week one, it was a little better last night because
yeah,
of the humidity,
yeah.
But you got to make sure you keep those kids hydrated,
don't man.
You?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little different mentality than it used to be.
Yes,
it?
Yes, and just hydrated off their feet and the whole nine yards.
All right, Coach, any final thoughts about your week you've had and the week you've got coming up?
Got to improve. Just got to keep growing.
Sound like an old coach. Coach, appreciate you joining this morning. Good luck to the Cougars next week.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. That'll do it with Coach Shambaugh. We appreciate him joining us. Again, the Cougars, big winners last night, 32-7 over Zion Christian, and they're off to a 2-0 start.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
When you talk about the people at MTCS, it's unbelievable. The community there, the families there, the people there are just top-notch.
MTCS President Dr. Phil Ellenberg.
We want everything we do to be about Jesus, and we're not ashamed of that. Matter of fact, we want to proclaim Jesus in what we do. We want it to be His school, and we want to just serve through that.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
If you've got a driver that's about to be 16, I invite you to stop by e1auto.com, 1605 Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro. We've got the perfect $3,000 to $7,000 truck or car for your soon-to-be 16-year-old or high school driver. This is Jimmy Evans, owner of E1 Auto. Stop by today because we specialize in $3,000 to $6,500, even $7,500 trucks and cars. That's e1auto.com, 896-2277 or 896-CARS.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
Our coaches, our faculty, our staff, the parents involved. It's just a great community.
MTCS President Dr. Phil Ellenberg.
We just want to try to do things the way Jesus grew. The Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. We want our students to grow in wisdom, academics, stature, athletically, fine arts, extracurriculars, favor with man, serving the community, serving others, and in favor with God, just learning what He wants them to do in their lives.
MTCS.
Back here on MTCS Cougar Corner, Brian Barrett with you to wrap things up, giving Monty Hale some time to get a little breakfast here this morning before we wrap up things from Farmer's Family Restaurant. I want to thank all the coaches for coming in this morning, especially Coach Fred Shambaugh here on MTCS Cougar Corner. It's time for a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard. And Cougar fans, if you haven't made it over to mtcsathletics.com, you need to go. You've got lots of information there about the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. So check it out. Again, mtcsathletics.com. Give you some scores from this week on the 25th in girls varsity soccer, a 9-1 win over Fayetteville City. And in varsity football, a 3-0 win over Cannon County High School. On the 26th, junior high football lost 28-8 to Cascade in junior high football, but followed that up with varsity volleyball with a 2-1 win over Watertown. In girls junior high soccer this week, lost 6-0 to Thurman Francis. And also on the 26th in varsity volleyball, a 2-1 win over Red Boiling Springs. In girls varsity soccer, that happened on the 28th, so Thursday. Girls varsity soccer defeated, lost to Middle Tennessee Homeschool 5-4. That's girls varsity soccer. And on Thursday in varsity volleyball, a 3-0 win, so a good week for the high school volleyball team. Junior high volleyball won 2-0 over Curry Ingram Academy as well. And in football last night, as you heard Coach Fred Shambaugh talk about, Zion Christian 32-7 win last night. All of that is on mtcsathletics.com. You can check it out there. And that's going to do it here for our coaches' conversation here from Farmer's Family Restaurant. I want to thank Monty Hill Jr. and John Dinkins for joining us, along with all of the coaches. Next week now, everything moves back by an hour. So the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coaches Corner starts at 8. MTCS Cougar Corner will be on here around 10:15 or so. So that's going to do it here for the coaches' conversation this morning. Don't forget the Blue Raiders in action this afternoon. 3:30 pregame with Danny Page and Kelly Holcomb as they host the Thompson Services pregame show. Blue Raider Network coverage begins at 4:30, a special hour and a half edition. It's going to be that way all football season, an extra half hour of football pregame from the Blue Raider Network. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. We'll see you at the Floyd this afternoon. I'm Brian Barrett. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here next Saturday morning.